This is from This Brighter Prison, and it's the title poem of the collection. In the photographs, a small boy clutches a tattered blanket and nurses like a night-eyed calf at his own thumb. This image is now impossible. Though it is cold, the photographs still blister my fingers. The seasons have blurred with the grace of blood swirling down the drain of a porcelain sink. Now the boy is raw-boned, eye sockets deep as boar pits. He leans over the taps and fishes fragments of teeth from his mouth, smiling at them like curious gems. Somewhere in this city there are eye teeth on the sidewalk. A design like scarlet lace deepens in the snow. Footprints grate over a glitter of broken glass. There is a print of a body in darkness. I have stumbled over the world's edges, licked the candy windows, spent endless nights with the wise. I've watched men and women touch each other with the tentative gestures of stray dogs. I've seen my happy friends tear the nails from their fingers, hurl plates out of windows. I know something about violent bad habits. But my brother, who wears the skin of my body, remains a mystery. He is splattered by mud. He is still pelted by orange peels, tea towels, screwdrivers, the ammunition of our childhood. He is 15. He is a gate of anger waiting for the storm that will rip him from his hinges and heave him to the wind. In the field above Fish Creek, there are toe prints in the snow, evidence of the gallant barefoot sprint for freedom. When he ran, the horses spooked like giant gray ghosts and galloped away. He tore himself through the barbed wire and slid down the cliffsides, knowing policemen eat too many donuts and do not fire to wound. He dropped his own gun gently, like a black frog. He ran through the snow, cut his feet on ice, pine cones, rocks, sprinting, anxious muscles in love with their bones. His body oblivious at last, eating new air. He charged into the trees, bolted over the bridge the horses fear. Suddenly he feared nothing, fears nothing, runs, his mind pierced with hot, wordless sorrow. He sprints out against himself, escaping into the world, this brighter prison. The boy, 15, famous for knife scars and theft, legendary in his own mind for racing death, barefoot, through the snow.